Time now to check in with Paul Perillo of Patriots Football Weekly. He's brought to you by Franklin Pierce University. In New England, we're used to winning, and with a degree from Franklin Pierce University, you can win your dream job. Visit franklinpierce.edu. Paul, what's up?
How are you, boys?
Do we know that Mike Vrabel is a good head coach yet? I mean, he might be. He might be a great head coach, but do we know it yet?
Yeah, I mean, I think eight. Yeah, I agree. I mean, eight games is a little early. I like what I've seen. Obviously, I'm a little bit biased because I really liked and respected the player in person from having covered him. But no, he's coached eight games in the NFL. He's 4-4. There's nothing that we've seen so far to indicate that he's a great coach or he's a not so great coach. We don't have enough data yet.
What do you think of? And with what he's working with down there, particularly on the offensive side of the ball, I'm not really sure at this point what to make of Marcus Mariota. Obviously, the Titans were in the playoffs last year, and different regime in terms of the head coach. It wasn't Mike Vrabel. I like some of the things I see from Mariota, but I'm not sure he's a difference maker.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's fair, Chris, to question whatever's going on offense for Tennessee. Now, I also think it's fair to say that Mariota is part of that problem. I don't think he's played consistently well. It's funny, you know, I saw something last week that indicated the debate between the better of the two picks of that draft, Winston and Mariota, is over. And I immediately thought to myself, well, who won? And I forget who tweeted that out. But, I mean, I think both guys have been largely disappointing. I mean, to have five touchdown passes halfway through an NFL season – is a laughable number in this day and age of passing offenses in the overall execution level that you see week in and week out. To have five touchdown passes, I don't care who you're throwing the ball to, that's a scary low number. He has not been consistent. I don't think he's displayed the ability to throw the ball consistently from the pocket. Now, he definitely does not have weapons. I mean, his most trusted weapon was Delanie Walker, and he's been out for the season, and you know that was one guy that he seemed to develop a rapport with. I think Corey Davis is a good-looking young receiver. Beatles guy Tajay Sharp, I don't know how much they're going to be able to rely on him. They don't have a ton of weapons.
He played a low level of college football, so it's tough.
Exactly.
We got to throw that in there for.
I'm just kidding.
I know it's a low level.
I'm just saying Tajay Sharp is no Victor Cruz. That's all.
He played at a low level, did he not? And he was a great NFL player.
Yeah. I just wanted to see if you're paying attention.
I just don't know how much Mariota has to work with. You know, I mean, it's probably not all on him, but that's a very, very unimpressive offense.
You know, is there any reason to think that today's game doesn't go the way that the playoff game did, you know, last January?
Yeah, I don't know if the Patriots offense will be able to do what it did in that game. I look at kind of a slop fest today. I wouldn't be surprised to see the Titans maybe force a couple of field goals, whereas last year I think it was all touchdowns for the pay. I think they may have gone 5-for-5 in the red zone in that game. I'm not positive, but they were able to finish all the drives. If they're able to finish drives today, I don't think Mariota is suited with that offense to come from behind, as we just talked about. But if they are able to force a couple of field goals, which they've been very, very good at, it's not only the best scoring defense in football, it is the best red zone defense in football. There is a scary number. I think it's like 30% of the time teams get in the red zone against Tennessee, they don't score at all, not even a field goal. So,
oh, wow, yeah.
They've been able to keep points off the board. If they're able to do that early in this game and not fall behind, I could see it being a little bit lower scoring than we've seen the last few weeks and a little bit more competitive. But that's a big if. I mean, the Patriots offense has had some struggles in the red zone, but they've also struggled in the red zone while scoring 30 points. So, you know, there's a big difference between struggling and having the Patriots offense struggling.
What do you make of the Patriots defense at this point, Paul? I thought it was interesting that they had the interest in Bruce Irvin, and he ended up going elsewhere to the Atlanta Falcons. I still think they played really well the last couple of weeks, and obviously it was impressive what they did holding Aaron Rodgers and the Packers to 17 points. But I still worry and wonder a little bit about the pass rush. And I know I've seen the edge NFL matchup numbers that say that they're in the top five and, like, getting pressure. But I think that a lot of that is because they're good at making quarterbacks hold the ball on the back end.
Yeah, I think the coverage has been better than the pass rush. I would agree with you on that, Chris. And I thought last week, some of it was circumstantial, but anytime you hold Rodgers to 17, that's pretty good defense. I mean, Rodgers, for all of the problems with Green Bay, and I think there are many, Rodgers remains a great quarterback. And they made him look average last week. They made him hold the ball. They made him move around a little bit. And they made him throw the ball away more often than not, too. So I thought they were great last week. That's coming off the performance in Buffalo, which we all sort of said, yes, they played great, but, and we all knew what the but was with Derek Anderson and the Bills' ineptitude. This is an opportunity today with another offense that does not, I don't think, threaten them. I mean, really, if the Titans are going to do anything today, it's going to have to be old friend Deion Lewis, I would think. Making some plays as a receiver out of the backfield. But this is a defense this is an offense that the Patriots defense should be able to contain again. I was impressed last week. I thought they played really well against Rodgers. We'll see if they can keep it going. But to your point, Chris, your larger point, I will always sort of be concerned about what's going to happen in the next game because I just haven't seen this team play consistent defense in quite some time.
Yeah, and you know what? This quarterback this week, though, is faster than Trubisky. He's faster than what you saw definitely last week in Aaron Rodgers. He sort of worries me a little bit in that regard, right? I mean, this is a guy who can run a little bit
keys.
On you. Yeah.
Beadle, that's one of the big keys, I think, is to contain him in the pocket. And Belichick said, because they've seen a lot of these mobile quarterbacks this year.
Yes, they have.
Starting right away from week one, it was Deshaun Watson. It was Bortles was running around making plays, Trubisky. Right on down the line, and Belichick flat out said he's more athletic and faster than any of those.
Now, so, if I can follow – yes, go ahead, Paul.
Go ahead.
Sorry.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, on the flip side of that, if you look at Tom Brady going into this game, Tom Brady has, in terms of how you approach rushing him and going after him, he has not fared well against the blitz this year. And so – I know that a lot of talk is sort of focused on Dean Pease and having that recipe and knowing what it is to sort of make things difficult for Tom Brady. And we talked about it last week with Mike Pettine and, clog the middle of the field and you sort of muddy the waters and all of that. I think right now you might want to get after him. You might want to go after Tom Brady and be a little bit more aggressive. What do you think?
Well, I think what happened last week, I thought that the Packers did a good job of not necessarily pressuring him consistently, but when they did, they were able to free guys up. And you don't see that happen to New England very often with that offensive line with Dante. But I thought at least two occasions they came completely runaway rushers. And they were both on third downs, and they gave Brady no chance whatsoever to convert on those. And I agree with you. I think to sit back Brady to pick you apart, that's crazy.
I was going to say, Paul, on that first one, I believe, too, on that third down, I think they only rushed four on that play. It wasn't like they didn't even blitz him there. Yeah, they did. They did it up front. So, and you're right, to follow up on your last point, like if you're going to give him time, and we know how poorly Malcolm Butler has played this year, and listen, I like Logan Ryan, but if you want to try and force him to cover for 6 seconds, good luck to you. Good luck to the Titans today.
If you rush three and drop eight, it's a recipe for disaster against Tom because he's going to find somebody. He's just too good.
Yeah, I mean, this is a caliber of quarterback that, as well as Tennessee has played, defensively, I don't think they've seen this caliber of quarterback. Now, look, they did play Phillip Rivers, and I understand that. They lost that game in London, and Rivers is pretty good. But Brady is a different level.
Well, I think that's pretty fair to say.
And no argument there.
It'll be interesting to see how that secondary responds. Ryan and Butler, and you throw Jackson in there, too. I think they have some talent. I don't think the Patriots receivers represent these sort of, it's not Antonio Brown. It's not one of these unwinnable matchups. If the Titans cornerbacks come to play and Butler is a little bit more focused, obviously he has not played well, things I think could get interesting. But I agree with Beadle's larger point. If you want to sit back and allow Tom to just dictate the matchups and find someone to throw to, he's going to do it. So you have to find a way to mix things up and get in his face once in a while and make some plays, because if you just sit back, he will score even in the red zone. I think that's the big chess match today. And Dean Pease has had some success, not always. Some of those Ravens teams just didn't have the horses defensively, and the Patriots picked them apart. It'll be interesting to see what happens today.
And it is one of the more fun things to watch today with Vrabel and Dean Pease on the other sideline. How do they sort of draw it up against Tom Brady? Paul, thanks for the time as always.
All right, guys. Be good.
Paul Perillo of Patriots Football Weekly with us here on Patriots Preview.